Oh. Remember when Trump went and got endorsed by Lil Pump? Yo, if you need endorsement from Lil Pump, you doing something wrong.
Let's say your girl fucks your friends or your friends fuck your girl, however you want to put it. Who did you wrong the most? The responsibility lies with your bitch to not fuck your friends.
I'm not putting those expectations on my woman.
Women are the ones who say yes or no to sex, okay, ideally.
Why my homie walking around offering dick, though? To okay. My girl.
It's her responsibility to refuse.
But my
it.
Homie shouldn't be offering dick.
Your homie's gonna offer dick to everybody.
Except my girl.
Especially
and
your
my
girl.
Mama. Welcome to paradise. Oh, wrong song. Welcome to our leku when we party every day.
When we party and have fun. Mincy Shy Lay Lu.
Alright, roll the clip. Hey, I'm so tired of these niggas talking shit. All right. I don't know about you, but everyone around me is just talking about, oh my God, we can't let Trump win. Oh my God, what's going to happen come November?
We're having a political show today.
No. We're still talking shit right now, okay? Okay. I just want to ask you, how impactful do you really think the results of the election in November will be? To your daily life, that is.
What? Okay. Let me put on my conspiracy political pundit hat on.
Oh, we cooking now.
If Trump wins,
okay, water boiling.
We're gonna have chaos everywhere.
Okay, it's getting hot.
If Biden wins,
oh shit.
We're gonna have chaos everywhere.
Okay, let me put some seasoning in that bitch.
Now, we just have to choose which president has the weakest supporters.
Okay.
Weakest meaning physically.
Some ingredients in
there. And we all know the retarded Biden has the weakest supporters.
Oh shit, he cooking now.
So there's a third option that nobody wants to really speak about.
Okay.
Mr. We need a Kennedy back in the White House. Mr. RFK himself.
Oh my God. You ruined the dish.
But no, Trump 2024, let's go.
Oh shit.
Okay. In all seriousness, I think no matter who wins, we're going to have chaos everywhere.
Chaos?
Yes, because...
Oh, again. Let's get
that. Yes.
New pot.
Yeah, go ahead.
Get water.
Because the Democrats have this... their new tagline now is, vote blue no matter who.
Hold on. Let me stop you right there. This is a fun podcast.
Right. And when we're making light of the stupidity of the American people.
I don't know. Your word choices.
What? It's vote blue no matter
your
who.
Your word choices made it sound like you're taking this shit seriously.
I'm not. I'm telling you the facts of like.
See, that's the problem.
They're a joke within themselves.
That's the problem. You're dealing with facts. Do I go back to cooking?
Go back to cooking because the facts are hilarious.
Keep cooking. Let's see what we end up with.
I think Trump is the one who should lead the country.
Oh, shit.
Because
let's put some coonery in there.
Let's face it. He's the wisest, brightest, most intellectual.
Oh, he did his homework. Let's go.
President. And I think the Democrats are not fit to lead anything. I mean, look at who they got in office. Oh, but also, look at all the little stupid tricks that they're using.
Oh, shit.
We're going to put him in jail because he was the cause of the insurrection.
Oh, shit. Oh,
everything
shit.
That they're trying to throw at Trump.
Oh, shit.
Only fucking helps Trump. You know how stupid you have to be?
Oh, shit.
To trying to, like, stop someone from oppose you? From opposing you?
We're going fully.
And you making them better?
We're going fully red, like a tampon.
Well, no. I'm neither, but I'm just saying, if they're making Trumps look like the smartest person ever because they're so fucking stupid. So that's pretty much it.
Okay.
But who's making you, chaos.
With these comments, who's going to make you look like the smartest person ever? Because you said some dumb shit right there.
All right, guys, look, we're not politicians. We're not into politics.
This tastes like salty
no,
water.
No, it's good. Y'all, bring it back. We can solve it.
Cooking,
put a little sugar on there.
We all need to live together in harmony and peace.
Go Ukraine and Russia. What else? Oh my
it's
God.
5 minutes of my life I ain't getting back.
Okay. But in all seriousness, what do you think is going to happen with the election?
I fucked up. I brought up the political talk. I'm sorry, y'all. I was more trying to speak to the people who were just like going nuts, thinking the world's going to end come November.
But it is.
Shouldn't we welcome it? Inflation is sky high.
Yes.
Right? I haven't been getting pussy.
Yes.
Well, I might as well end.
You know how you know how I fucked up? I made New Year's resolution during an election year.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
You don't do that.
You don't do that. Throw your shit out the window.
That is a great bit for your future jokes.
I know. I tried it.
You tried it. Okay.
I didn't have an ending for that premise. I just, it's floating around in my head now. I'm trying to come up with new material for it.
I fucks with it. So he's using y'all to practice his little jokes, okay? But no, seriously, I think there will be chaos, maybe.
Truly? No, you really believe? No.
I don't know. It's a if, because like, I'm on the fence because like, everybody thinks like things are going to shit. And then in 2020, what was it? 2020? No, 2022?
Is it 2022? No, it was 2020. 4 years, nigga.
Oh, it was 2020? Yo. They would have sworn, oh my God, if Biden wins, it's over. And then
January 6th, nothing happened. They like, just pulled up deep.
They didn't fucking pull up deep. It was just fucking morons. We were like, I'm going to get a photo op with those. Like, this is... Long story short.
Nothing's going to change.
Remember how a couple of episodes back, you were saying like majority of the population is stupid?
You agree with me now?
No. Oh. I think majority of the people who are into politics are stupid.
Ooh.
So.
And you're so smart because you know nothing about politics.
No, I'm stupid too. But I can. Okay. The pot is allowed to call the kettle black. Okay.
So you said white people can use the N-word?
No, bit of the fuck. So I'm one of the dummies calling everybody dumb. Nobody's gonna do a goddamn thing, okay? And few people who are smart enough to do something,
is that a challenge?
They're not gonna do it in the way that it will be effective.
Is that a challenge?
Yes.
You call these your fellow brothers to action?
Yes. Whites, blacks, all of them get together and then work together. Oh fuck, we're gonna have to bleep those words out.
What's your call sign?
So I'm kidding. No, okay. Nobody's gonna do shit. Everything will be all right. And if somebody tries to do some shit, get your guns now, pop a couple people, and that's it.
Somebody trying to step up to you,
take care of it. That's it.
Pop them in this shit.
That's it.
For voting blue.
For voting whatever the fuck they voted.
You gotta pick a side, my nigga.
I'm picking the wise side.
See, niggas who are not picking are the most cowardice.
You think so?
Yes.
Republicans are stupid. Democrats are stupid.
Wow. And
but so America is fucking great.
I don't know.
America is the best country.
I'm wearing my colors this episode.
And I'm black, bitch.
Sleepy Joe. Ooh. Let's go. I wrote a rap for you. Ready, Sleepy
go
Joe?
Ahead, go ahead. And it better be good.
Sleepy Joe. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. I'm going to go choose at the poll. Yeah. Yeah. Sleepy Joe. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Okay, that nigga gon' tumble when he go head talk to the pole. Hey, okay. All right, I'm done. This was just as bad as your political
Flying
take.
Flying spirit. Oh my God, that was terrible. But people get impressed if you just slap a beat on their head. They're gonna be like, oh my God, this is fire.
Remember when Trump, remember when Trump went and got endorsed by Lil Pump?
I mean,
that's a desperate move.
No. I think that endorsement actually helped him win.
He didn't win though.
He did.
No, he did it.
I think that endorsement ruined his shit. Why would you want to build a wall and then you get endorsed by the people that you're trying to keep out? That's crazy.
Yo, if you need endorsement from Lil Pump, you're doing something wrong. Yo, you know what? I take it back. I don't need anyone who's going to need endorsement from Lil Pump to run this country.
Nah, I don't think that's how you connect with the youth. They're stupid. Youth.
Yeah,
they listen to Lil Pump.
Lil Pump is
up. You think Lil Pump got popular by faking his streams?
No.
All those people. But give me a better topic. I'm tired of politics.
Let's move on, man.
Politics is trash.
All right. When a girl tells you, hey, how he is with his friends, that's how he's going to be with you.
No.
Do you believe in that? How he is with his friends, that's how he's going to be with you.
Is that a real saying? Does anybody say that?
It's like, To know how a man is, see who he hangs out with.
Yeah, but
you know a lot about a man based on who he befriends.
No.
I made that rhyme.
Terrible. Because the way someone is, like their behavior with their friends is not the same as with a potential partner. Because we all code switch.
Wow.
Me and my niggas, we talk a certain way, and then when we get to our bitches, we talk a whole different way.
That means you fake.
No, we code switch.
How I am in these streets is how I am in these sheets.
It is part of our
ass up, face down.
This nigga. You cannot be the same way you are with your niggas as you are with your bitch. That's crazy talk.
I be dapping up my bitch. I be giving her
I see why you haven't gotten pussy in a long time, like just like you said before.
Yeah.
Makes sense. You treated your bitch like your nigga?
Yeah.
Oh, disgusting.
That my partner them.
Oh, disgusting.
And I'm saying, I woke up in the morning, I woke up blood.
You know what? Oh, I have a question for you. If let's say you see this girl, she's beautiful. I'm like, oh my God, she's great. Mm. But all her friends are ugly. Does she lose points? Or do you think...
I just think of her as a narcissist, surrounding herself with bitches that are uglier than her to boost her self-esteem.
Okay.
But at the same time, it's genius. I like a critical thinker.
Yeah, that's...
So she gets some points from me.
But here's the problem, though. Mm. You and your niggas are single, and when you go get a woman, you're supposed to scope out her friends for your friends.
I'll just share my girl with them.
Oh my God! Okay, next question.
You don't be sharing your girls with your niggas.
Oh boy, Jet! No, next question,
bro. That's what I said. I treat my girl like my homies.
Oh my God! Next question.
We all get in on this action.
Oh my God! This is terrible. This is gonna get demonetized so quick.
What do you mean demonetized?
We're gonna lose all the money we've been making so far.
It's a lifestyle, buddy. I take care of my niggas. Last episode talking about I'll let my niggas go to hell. Me, I'm making sure my niggas are taken care of.
That's not how it happened, guys. He's lying.
It's better than
back to the episode and see what I exactly said.
It's better than giving your pussy to your homies. Get some other pussy to your homies.
What my pussy?
Hey, you don't give yourself to your homies. You give your girl to your homies.
Hey, this nigga wild, man. Hey, give me a better topic, dog.
I take care of my homies, what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
Shit.
Oh, which this triggers a good question. Mm. If your homies fuck your girl, because mm-hmm. I know you were just bullshitting it with the last
was
few
I
times.
Bullshitting?
But let's say your girl fucks your friends or your friends fuck your girl, however you want to put it or mm-hmm. see it. Do you break up with your girl and keep your homies, or do you leave your homies and stay with your girl? Who did you wrong the most?
Like I said, me and my homies roll deep.
So who did you wrong the most?
Serious answers, not okay, some bullshit. Okay. I'll drop my homie if he made her come. If he gets to accomplish something I never got to accomplish, then I'm dropping that nigga. Jealous. I'm gonna automatically be jealous.
Okay,
but if he didn't make her nut, I'm keeping my homie. I'm like, you fucking dumb bitch. Why couldn't you nut?
Okay, so who did you wrong the worst? Who wronged you the worst? I'm sorry.
Whoever got the most pleasure out of it.
No. Okay, pleasure aside, nigga. Goddamn. Pleasure aside.
Why you gotta be serious?
I'm asking a real question.
Okay. Fine. Serious.
Because you asked me questions and I answered, so now you have to answer.
Yeah, you went real serious with the politics. I have to dumb it down.
You thought that was serious?
I'm kidding.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So.
They're both getting dropped. What the fuck?
Really?
Her for not considering the relationship and them for not considering the relationship. But technically, my homie would be doing me a favor, showing me who the fuck this bitch is.
That's the correct answer.
But at the same time, this bitch showing me who my homies is. So I guess I can...
The homies... Okay. Men will always fuck anything. If it has a pulse, they want to fuck it. Mm-hmm. So you should understand that about your friends.
No.
So the responsibility lies with your bitch to not fuck your friends.
I'm not putting those expectations on my woman.
Women are the ones who say yes or no to sex.
Okay,
ideally.
Why my homie walking around offering dick, though? To my girl.
Right. She is her responsibility... is her responsibility to refuse.
But my
it.
Homie shouldn't be offering dick.
Your homie's gonna offer dick to everybody.
Except my girl.
Especially
and
your
my
girl.
Mama.
Everybody. No. If your mom fucks your homie, you need to drop your mom.
I take it back. I'll let my mom fuck my homies, but no, like my homie shouldn't be throwing dick out to
everybody.
To my property, yo.
Yes. Watch oh my God, he said property. Hey,
you cut that too late.
We're never gonna grow as
We're
a channel.
We're never gonna get out the
Oh my God.
Nah, what's your answer? Who you dropping if your homie and your girl got together?
The question was, who wronged you the most?
Who'd you dropping? They both wronged me the most. The fuck?
It's a different level of betrayal.
Why are you throwing dick? Why are you accepting dick? Why is my homie throwing dick? And it was, why is my girl accepting dick being thrown?
Okay, it's your girl's responsibility to deny any advancement.
Yeah, listen. Listen.
Her job was to say no and come tell you that you're a homie trying to fuck. It's that simple.
Yeah, but my homie's job is to not fuck my girl.
He doesn't have that what is it? That loyalty to you?
So who you dropping?
Both of them. But the one who wronged me the most is my woman.
Really?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Her job is to say no and come tell you, yo, you know your friend trying to fuck me? Like, what?
They're both.
That's her job. If she says yes to your friend fucking her, she's a terrible individual.
Why is my homie throwing dick out in the first place?
Your homie needs, that's his job, to throw dick out to everybody.
Okay, let me ask you this. Would you throw dick out to your homie's friend or girl?
No.
Why not?
Because that's disgusting. I am.
Eskimo brother shit.
Right.
You don't like that Eskimo shit.
But if I did throw dick at my homie's girl,
it's her fault for accepting.
Correct. She needs to tell him, like, hey, your friend trying to fuck me. It's her responsibility.
So it's like one of those, you didn't tell me, you didn't ask if I was trans, so I didn't tell you.
It's not the same.
It's the same shit.
Oh, my God, no. We're going to get demonetized again.
No, it's the same shit. It's like, why is it solely on one party?
Because they're the ones who accept or decline the sex.
Like I said, they're equally culpable. Coupable.
We, men, the woman has a responsibility to reject it.
And what about your homie's responsibility? He don't got none of that responsibility?
He doesn't have a loyalty to you. You're not digging him down and paying his bills?
I don't know. What if I...
Now, this nigga is stupid, bro. It's the woman's responsibility.
Why are you putting it on the women? We always put shit on women. Women need to do this. Stop.
Because she's offered dick from somebody that's not you. Her responsibility as a loyal girlfriend is to say no and come tell you.
Are men and women equal?
Yes.
Okay. In this act of being offered dick and throwing dick, are they not equal?
No.
Oh my God.
Because only the woman can accept sex.
You're sexist, yo. I didn't think I could say this seriously with a straight face, but that nigga's
sexist. I'm not saying who is wrong here.
Why are you putting
all the expectations? I said they're both wrong.
Why are you putting all the expectations?
But the one person that wronged you the most is your girl.
My homie is a man. He's allowed to
throw his dick. Your girl owes you her loyalty.
Owes me? No one owes me shit.
As your partner, she does.
Nope.
So your wife don't owe you her loyalty?
No one owes me shit.
So what does she owe you?
Nothing.
So why y'all together?
Because I want to be with her.
She owes you her loyalty.
She doesn't owe me shit for me wanting
when
to be
you
with
put
her.
A ring, when you put a ring on her, you branded her. That's your property.
Not brand her with a fucking nasal.
Hot iron, nigga.
Hot iron shit. I don't fucking know.
I
made up a word. It sounded smart.
Is that nasal?
I said azel. I don't fucking know.
Oh my God.
I'm smart, bitch. But it was so bad.
But it's your girl's responsibility.
You flawed. I disagree wholeheartedly.
Real question. We're gonna leave it to the people, and then we'll see what they say. The one or two comments that we're going to get. If your girl has sex with your friend, with your homie, who wronged you the most? Your girl or your homie?
They're both equally to blame. That's crazy.
It's equal blame, but the woman...
No, why are you putting all that shit on your girl?
Because she's supposed to come tell you, like, your friend trying to fuck me. That's it. That's literally all she has to do.
And all your friend has to do is not throw dick at your girl.
I understand that, but your friend is going to throw dick at everybody.
We're going in circles, bro. It's like, oh, my homie's just a dog. They're not other dogs.
Correct.
Be dogs.
And then the guardian of sex, which is your girl, supposed to say no... I'm gonna tell on you. That's it. That's what you have to do.
My bad, Joe. At first, I thought this nigga's red pill thing was like a joke, but I think it's for real.
It's
crazy.
I'm purple pill, nigga. Wait, no. Red and blue is what? It's green. It's green, stupid.
What? Green is blue and yellow, idiot.
No, it's not. Red and blue is green, stupid.
Okay, that's orange. Oh my God. Bitch, I'm out. Oh my God. This nigga retarded. Hey, I'm so tired of these niggas.